AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Presidential rivals Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich all say they would support Donald Trump if he's the Republican nominee. That's despite focusing most of their attention during Thursday night's debate in Detroit on tearing down the billionaire businessman. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
We are not going to turn over the conservative movement or the party of Lincoln or Reagan, for example, to someone whose positions are not conservative, to someone who last week defended Planned Parenthood for 30 seconds on a debate stage, to someone, for example, that has no ideas on foreign, someone who thinks the nuclear triad is a rock band.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
I understand the folks who are supporting Donald right now. You're angry. You're angry at Washington, and he uses angry rhetoric. But for 40 years, Donald has been part of the corruption in Washington that you're angry about.
Trump, on the Fox News Channel debate, resorted to personal attacks, saying of Rubio,
"This little guy has lied so much about my record."
Here we go. The person.
He has lied so much about my record.
After the first round of primary contests, Trump has 329 delegates, with Cruz capturing 213, Rubio 110, John Kasich, 25. President Obama was in Milwaukee Thursday talking about the approaching sixth anniversary of the Affordable Care Act.
For all the years of political fighting, all the repeal votes, all the predictions of apocalypse, the reality is that real people are finally getting insurance and having a bridge to stay insured as they go through various changes in their lives.
He says 20 million people have gained insurance as a result of his signature health care law. In an interview from the Portland, Oregon jail where Ammon Bundy's been held since his January arrest, he told the Oregonian he's not ashamed of what he and others did in seizing an Oregon wildlife refuge. This is AP Radio News. Judges who heard the NFL's appeal of the Deflategate case seem to be leaning toward restoring New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady's suspension.
It will be weeks before the federal appeals panel issues a ruling, but based on the questions they asked of the Players Association attorney, the three judges seemed inclined to rule in the NFL's favor, which would mean Tom Brady's four-game suspension, canceled on the eve of last season, could be reinstated next season. The judges presented union attorney Jeffrey Kessler with multiple reasons why Commissioner Roger Goodell had the right to suspend Brady after concluding the quarterback knew about the underinflation of footballs. Neither Goodell nor Brady was in court for the arguments. Warren Levinson, New York.
Super Bowl MVP Von Miller has made a career of sacking quarterbacks and celebrating with different dances, some of which have gotten him fined. Well, his dancing may now get him some TV time. A person who knows the situation says Miller will be a contestant on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.